93.7, the River, River City's classic rock, 30 minutes away from another $1,000. Double pay workday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., $12,000 a day. This is some of the most fantastic news I have seen in a long time. Manica Patrick has always known she wouldn't race cars forever. Now, knowing that will become a reality in less than 30 days. Sunday, she's going to race at the 500 Texas Motor Speedway. After that, and at the end of the month, she will be done. 6 year, 187 races with Stuart Haas. The career has come to an end because Nature's Bakery has ended its sponsorship agreement with the team in January. She is done. She's walking away. Ding dong. The witch is dead.
Why does that make you so happy?
It makes me happy because, and I don't care what anyone says about her being one of the best NASCAR driver, female NASCAR drivers in the history of NASCAR, it's because she was never competitive. I would never, ever single out a woman and want to be mean to a woman if the woman had talent. We've talked about NHRA, we've talked about motorcycle racing, we've talked about different tiers of racing that have all had competitive or championship female drivers. Manica Patrick is not one of them for NASCAR. To say she's the winningest female in NASCAR, okay. It's because there haven't been a lot of other women.
Has she won a race?
In NASCAR, I think she got a podium. I don't believe she ever got a win. I think she led, I think she got a podium, and I think she got pole. But I do not believe she ever won a race.
Because although I support her, I have had trouble winning any kind of a bet while using her.
Yeah. And every time we do these bets, Joe and I, we'd bet on Indy 500. We'd bet on NASCAR. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I don't know who she is. I've never met her. I just don't like the way she carries herself. And I've always believed that if she were not a woman, she would not have gotten that seat and that sponsorship and that drive time. And I believe that's legitimate. I think a lot of people out there agree with that. She was a guy. She would have been fired after year one or year two. It's that simple. But because she was a woman, she lasted all this time, and now she's looking toward the future. This is what she's going to do. She loves to cook. She loves to exercise. She loves clothes. She loves to drink wine. Okay? All these things she loves to do, she loves to cook. What she's going to try to do is spin these things off into some sort of side business. Okay. She's got a clothing line. She's got all these different things that she's trying to do and that she's passionate about, so she's let go of it. And she says, if in fact someone comes back in 2018, she's not going to take the opportunity unless it's a competitive team.
Got you.
So she's done.
She's not going to race anymore.
No, not unless something great comes up. She's going to walk away from it. And she says gracefully, and she's got a clothing line, like I say, and all this other stuff that she really, really wants to do. And she's been working on it over the last 2 or 3 years, knowing that the sponsorship and all this could come to an end. And I'm glad.
That's hard.
Go out and do it. Go do something else. Walk away from NASCAR.
That is very, very hard. Have to walk away from something you love that much.
So, what would you do tomorrow? I mean, think about it. Whether you've gotten fired, whether you're sick of the job, you know, because a career and a job are two different things. Sometimes people have to leave a career because they love it and they're not making enough money. Some people walk away from a job because they hate it. We don't do this tomorrow. We can't do this tomorrow. Head of Section Anderson Cooper, he fires us. What do we do? What do you do?
I would either become a veterinarian.
Okay, tomorrow. So you're just going to open up a shop and start working on animals?
Well, immediately I go into sales. I got to do something because you're going to have some kind of money quickly.
Okay.
And then, but I would want a career as a veterinarian and or a park ranger.
Oh, a park ranger. Joe's always wanted to be Ranger Joe.
I have.
So that's what you would want to do.
That's what I would shoot for, yeah.
You'd hang up the headphones, and you'd go out, and you'd drive around in the forest, or you'd work on animals.
Yep.
Huh.
What about you?
I think you know what I would do.
Lawyer?
I'm not going to become a lawyer now. I'm 45.
I marketing?
Think it would be too tough. Yeah, I'd do some sort of marketing, something or other, but I think probably, too, real estate.
Real estate, yeah.
I'd start, you know, hawking the houses and shucking homes and doing that kind of thing. That's what I'd probably do immediately, and I think that I would be happy.
Oh, you geek out on real estate. You're weird. You love it.
I do. I love all that stuff, but I love doing this too. But when you think about it, you love doing it, and you can't make any money or the sponsorships aren't there. You got to walk. And it took her all these years to figure it out.
If you're not going to be good at what it is you love to do, and you're not going to be able to make money at it and continue on, then of course you have to give it up. I loved racing motocross when I was a young kid, but I wasn't good enough to do it.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing that.
Well, we're not good enough to do this, but we love doing it, and luckily people are still dumb enough to pay us.
I'm not even sure that I'm good enough to have even gotten the opportunity to do this, but somehow I've squeaked my way into it.
Yeah, I every day I wonder, every day I see you, I'm like, really? The key fob opened up again?
That's exactly what I think.
Yeah. Dana, what about you? What would you do tomorrow? This dries up. What other career aspirations or goals? What would you go do tomorrow if you couldn't do radio?
I would get into, well, I want to be a teacher.
You're not going to leave the show and become a teacher, are you?
No, not anytime soon.
Okay. Like, what are you thinking, like 10 years down the road?
Yeah, probably 10 years down the road.
Okay. What are you going to teach?
I want to teach elementary school.
Like how old? What age?
Like,
third graders?
Yeah, third grade.
Okay.
About that age, yeah.
They become sixth graders. They're kind of snotty.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. I don't like snotty kids. Yeah, teacher, or I would get into graphic design, maybe typography. That would be the other thing I would probably do.
Have you started? Because I know you went to school for like 3 or 4 years or quite a mm-hmm. while. Did you work toward any teaching credentials when you went to school?
No.
So what were you taking? Just all general?
I did my general ed and my sad, sad college existence. I was in college for 6 years and I never graduated. And I was going towards the end for graphic design, but I never graduated. So
yeah. Well,
wow, cool.
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, crazy to think about, especially for the people that are doing something that they love. And they always say, if you do something you love, the money may not be there, but it will hopefully come. That, I think, is a big part of it. You know, when you love it and you just can't make it work, that hurts. Manica Patrick has to walk away from something that she, I guess, loved, but she never deserved to be there.
It crushes you when you can't do that. When you can't make a go of something you love doing that much, it's crushing.
See, and she's made a bunch of money off the GoDaddy and all the sponsorships over the years. She raced an IRL. She's made a great, great living. She's going to go out and she'll probably do some modeling. You know, people are going to have her stand in front of cars. They'll fly her around to different malls or auto parts stores all over the nation. Yep. They'll give her $5,000 or $10,000 to sign autograph. She's going to be fine monetarily, but she's not going to be in the car. Unless something great comes up and it changes for 2018, she's done.
But if something great comes up for her, would that change her style of racing?
How do you mean?
I mean, if she gets a good opportunity and a good sponsor and a good team to be a part of, does she come back and win?
No. She's never going to be competitive in any race series that she performs in. She's just not. She's done two different series and she's never won or garnered anything.
Maybe she should go back to open wheel.
No. She had a tougher time there.
She did?
Yeah, she had more poles and I thought was going to have more success in NASCAR than she ever did. I think she did get one race win in IndyCar, and I think it was in Japan. Huh. She got a race win or she did get a podium, but we still don't have phone lines, so no. I give you the phone numbers, but the phone's still busy. I really want to give you these GNR tickets, and as soon as we can get the phones up and running, we'll do that. You got more cash coming, 25 minutes away. Here's John Mellencamp.